Yeah, they're length. You know, they got one of the top point guards in the you know, in the area, but in the district also, and you know, they just really long, pressure really good. Length allows you to, you know, they were hitting offensive glass last night pretty hard, and they just played a really good game. They're, like you said, sneaky good.
I know Katie Farrell gets in foul trouble early, and when you start talking about the length that Cumberland County has, was that a kind of a big issue for your team once Farrell got in that foul trouble and had to spend some time on the bench?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she does so much for us. Everything we do, you know, kind of revolves around her. So when we have to take her off, we have to make, you know, big adjustments, you know, offensively to change some things that we do. And, you know, defensively too, she gives you a lot. And, you know, she's our leading rebounder at 9 rebounds a game. And when you have to take that off the floor, you're going to be missing something. You just hope that somebody, you know, steps up in that position and in that role in that moment. And, you know, hopefully, you know, don't give up too much. But, yeah, it was a big factor in last night's game.
You're a young basketball team, Coach, and when Farrell does go out of the basketball game, who do you kind of look to step up to sort of be that leader out on the court that sort of facilitates your offense?
You know, I mean, you know, we always look to, you know, Madison Martin and Ella Van Vranken to kind of step up in those roles when Katie's off, because, you know, the general way that I try to sub them is always like to have 2 out of 3 on the floor, because they're just the most experienced players. You know, they kind of lean on Katie too, but they're starting to grow and starting to morph those young leaders, you know, that we're looking for. And, you know, shows true character through adversity. You know, they handled themselves last night, even though that, you know, they were kind of up and down in the game as far as, you know, maybe the way they were performing. But, you know, it's fighting through those tough times to get to those good times. And, you know, like I said, it was more a tribute to Cumberland County and how well they played last night versus, you know, our kids not, you know, performing at a high level. I mean, Cumberland played very well. It was a very tough environment. The band was there. The student section was there. You know, old school, high school basketball. And, you know, that's probably more so, you know, what our kids struggle with, too, is playing in different environments, you know, as a young player. You never know what to expect. You hope to come out and play good, and it's trying to, you know, mature through those moments when you're not playing so well.
DeKalb County Coach Danny Fisher, guest on the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, a tough loss again, 59-36 in Cumberland County, but that's off the heels of a nice win Tuesday night over Watertown, 60-41. What did your team do well against the Purple Tigers back on Tuesday night?
Just shared the ball. You know, I mean, we come out and, you know, Watertown came out, you know, pretty excited about being able to play. And, you know, we'd had about 4 or 5 days off there with, you know, the snow and the postponements of those other games the week before. And really didn't know what we'd get, you know, how we'd look. Figured we might look a little sluggish, and we kind of did. But, you know, really kind of dominated the game on defense towards the end of the first quarter. And, you know, got a lot of points in transition, you know, shot the ball really well. You know, Katie Farrell, I think she was 21 and 13 in that game. And Ella Van Vranken added another 16. I think we had 7 out of the 9 players that we play were in the scoring column. So anytime that we're going to be able to spread the wealth like that, then, you know, we're going to be able to put up some points. And, you know, just really proud of our effort that night and the way we plugged away and kept, you know, tacking on 6 double runs here or there. And that's the way you win basketball games.
The weather last week, of course, wreaked some havoc. Now we're hearing that we may have some more weather moving in tonight, tomorrow, that could go on into Monday and wreak some havoc with the schedule. I know it affects everyone different, Coach, but you've got a young basketball team. What really does that do to kind of affect you in terms of your growth and development with a young basketball team?
We need to be in the gym every day, Tom. I mean, you know, to increase our skill level, our continuity with one another, and, you know, what we're trying to do within schemes of our defensive rotations and stuff. But, you know, with a young team, you just need to be in the gym every day. You know, if we were a senior-led team and had a lot of juniors, you know, we just, hey, you need to run. That way you don't get real stiff and, you know, stay in it like that. But, you know, with a young team, it really kind of throws us out of our practice schedule. And I think that's the most difficult thing with younger players is, you know, each one of them's maturity level is a little bit different of how they handle situations. And, you know, being out and not being creatures of habit, you know, that kind of affects some younger kids like that. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. A lot of people are in the same situation that we're in, and, you know, it's Mother Nature.
Yeah, what can you do about it? You can't control the weather. That's one thing that we do know. Well, weather permitting, you've got a big stretch of district games next week. Macon on Monday, Upperman on Tuesday. Travel over to Crossville to play Stone Memorial on Friday. Coach, this looks like a very important week of basketball games. What are you expecting, and what do you want to see from your team next week?
I mean, it's a huge week, you know, Macon at home, who's playing a lot better. You know, we're fighting for our first district win, and they are too. So it'll be a knockdown, drag-out dogfight, and it'll be at home. You know, hopefully we'll come out prepared for that game. And, you know, the next night against Upperman, one of the top in 3A, so it doesn't get any easier, you know. And, you know, Upperman coming off a loss last night to, at Livingston, they'll be, you know, even more hungry coming in to play us. You know, I don't think Coach McWilliams ever let them forget when we knocked them out of the regional over there. They've played with a real type of bite against us now, you know, and so that'll be, you know, a tough night for us. We'll have to play well that night and do some things, keep Crouch out of the lane, try to keep, you know, Johnson out of the paint and off the board, you know, handle their pressure. And then we got to go back to, you know, Stone on Friday, who beat us at home. You know, Katie Farrell didn't play in that game, so maybe it'll be a little bit different. But, you know, we'd like to try to get, you know, 2 out of 3 wins in the district this week. It would be a great week for us. We really need to get off that schneid. You know, I think that, you know, this team is on the cusp of being a better team, but we haven't picked up that really, you know, solidified that real good win to kind of give the team confidence that they need, you know, that they can compete at a high level. So we've been playing 3 really good teams this week, so hopefully we'll, you know, play ourselves into the opportunity of doing that.
Big week for DeKalb County certainly coming up. Coach Danny Fisher, guest this morning of the DeKalb County Lady Tigers. Coach, best of luck next week, and enjoy the basketball. Hopefully we'll get some games in and the weather won't rear its ugly head yet again.
Well, I appreciate it, Tom, for all you do, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, dodge a bullet. But, you know, I don't know, man. It's questionable.